before each break, Nat and Brian are going to read something for us really quickly. This is something that they collaborated on together. So, yeah, enjoy.
These are long, so we split them up into sections, small, manageable sections. So Brian's going to read one, and then I'm going to read one. We're going to read like five, but they're really short. So,
all right, so the story is entitled 36 Letters to Celine Dion. It is, in fact, 36 letters. We're going to read 17, but we'll start with five for now. January the 28th, 2004. Dear Celine, firstly, let me just say I'm a big fan. I've been following your career since the beginning, and I honestly believe that you, more than any other artist, have provided the soundtrack to my life. I own all your albums, which I bought, never downloaded, and I've seen you in concert 17 times. I feel as though you are a pseudo-member of my family, like a neighbor who sunbathes topless in the backyard. I've admired you, look up to you, and being from Magog, always been so proud of how far a girl from rural Quebec has gone. Which is why it was all the more disheartening to discover, on a recent visit to the Nichols location at 1384 St. Catherine Street West, the complete absence of a napkin dispenser on the table. I ordered and was enjoying a club sandwich when I got mayo on my finger and had no way to wipe it clean. This level of lackluster service, call it no frills if you will, I might have expected from a lesser diva, say Whitney, but never you. I've endured the taunts and ridicule that come with being an open Celine fanatic, and now I'm questioning whether or not it was worth it. You broke my heart, Celine. Your once adoring fan, Paul McNamara. P.S. I've canceled my trip to Vegas.
Dear Celine, last night I watched High Fidelity on TV. Have you seen that movie? It's a good one. I think I'd like to try that with my past. Anyway, it's inspired me to create a list of my all-time Desert Island top favorite Celine Dion songs. Number one, It's All Coming Back to Me Now. Loved that video. Number two, I Drove All Night. You still got it. Plus, I've always loved Roy. Number three, Because You Loved Me. I always imagine you're singing to me. Number four, Un Enfant. It was my mom's favorite. And number five, My Heart Will Go On and On. Well, I just had to. So now you know, Paul. P.S. It took me 7 hours to finalize this list, and I'm still not satisfied.
Dear Celine, you may be wondering how it is that I have all this free time to write you letters. Well, I've never been the most popular guy. I'm kind of shy and bookish, and it's hard for me to find people I have anything in common with. I do have one friend, other than you, that is. His name is Tigui, and he also works for the STM. But Tigui's real job is as a coke dealer, except that's a secret, so don't tell anyone. It's a pretty sweet little racket he's running. He brings his cell phone to work, gets the call, and then he can just tell his clients what station he's at, and they can come collect it from him at the booth. He makes a ton of cash, and he doesn't even have to go anywhere. I don't do drugs, but if I did, I'd probably buy them from Tigui, because he's got a lot of repeat customers, so I guess he has good stuff. Anyway, maybe you could tell me a secret about one of your famous friends sometime. Looking forward to hearing back. Paul.
Dear Celine, never lend money to a friend. You can lend your wife, maybe your kid, but never money. Trust me. I learned this the hard way. Always watching your back. Paul.
Dear Celine, what's your favorite dog, a poodle or a pit bull? Excuse me, a pit bull. Which one do you think would look cuter dressed as a sailor? Which one do you think would look cuter flying a jet? Which one do you think would look cuter getting hit by a car? Anxiously awaiting your replies, Paul. P.S. I'm a cat person.